From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Okay, I've been a little bit delinquent. My intention was to do this every day, to be a squeaky wheel. I'm going to be transparent. 74 days until November 5th. That is Election Day. And we hope that you are registered, and we hope that you go vote. A lot of important issues for these representatives to handle. And if you're not happy with the way things have been, well, here's your chance to vote in someone maybe that you would prefer have running in the office that you're electing them for. Okay, I don't want to go too far because I don't want to tell people who to register for or who to vote for. However, friends, please do register to vote, and please do vote. And 74 days, but you can, vote before then as well. All right, it's a busy show. Later in the show, we'll have information about a women's conference that is still open for registration this weekend in Los Lunas at Calvary Chapel New Harvest in Los Lunas. So we'll get to that in just a little while later in the show. It'll be the final segment of the show. Hear about Bible clubs and reaching out to the youth and CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Family is in studio. I always say that because you are. Here's Paula and Jennifer. Ladies, thanks for coming in, and looking forward to hearing about that. My apologies. I apologized outside the studio on the way in. I had totally intended to be at the Walk for Life. And just, I got lost in other things, and I missed it.
We are so grateful for always having us on radio.
Yeah.
Well, we talked it up.
Our partnership and our friendship and family, and we are so thankful for you.
So tell me how it went.
Oh, it was so good.
How was weather?
Oh, amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Overcast.
I'd like to say I ordered that up, but I didn't.
Right? It was just beautiful. I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
The beginning of August, and we've had such hot days.
Yeah.
But that morning, God's grace was just amazing.
Thank you, Lord.
I know.
Oh, so beautiful.
I know. And it's a second year in a row that it was just like that.
So did you have everybody go clockwise? Because everyone goes counterclockwise around that block up near Academy in Hoffmantown.
We did counterclockwise this year. Yeah. We normally do clockwise.
Gotta go against the flow, ladies.
Yes. Well.
Well, we did.
We did this time.
Yeah.
Clockwise is with the flow. Clockwise
really?
Is with the flow.
I always go counterclockwise. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
People walked
this way.
Did they run? Did they ride bikes?
Some did. Yeah. Some ran.
Yeah.
Strollers, dogs. The whole nine yards.
Nice.
Yeah. Some had flags, some had banners. It was awesome.
Yeah. And for those that thought about and maybe did participate, like myself, tell them how that benefits CareNet Pregnancy Center, because there's multiple benefits to doing the walk every year.
Absolutely. So we did it as an entire organization again this year. We did it last year like that. And so normally in years past, we've done a walk at each center and each center's community. But it's just so neat to see everybody fellowship, and you just have so many more people showing their solidarity, for the sanctity of human life. And so it was so great. We had over 360 walkers.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was bigger crowd than last year. And we had food trucks, and we had other vendors there, ministries and face painting for the kids. So that's always a hit.
Lots of visibility, lots of people driving by.
Yes, lots of visibility, lots of people driving by. They said actually this year they got a lot of honks and a lot of thumbs up, which is always good because we get, other things other than the thumb. But so thumbs are always good. We love a good thumb.
If you're going to get a one finger salute, the thumb's not a finger though.
Exactly. Well, You're going to pick. We like that one.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was encouraging.
Yeah.
And yeah, altogether we raised about $74,000.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
yeah.
Lord is right.
And
yes.
You know what? And let's jump right into this. And we're going to talk about volunteers in a minute.
Yeah.
But $74,000 mm-hmm. towards
our centers.
That does.
Provides free and confidential services to women and families who find themselves in unplanned pregnancies. They visit our baby boutiques and they get their diapers and their wipes and their clothing and whatever else. If there's a specific need, you know, our center directors do a really good job of trying to help them.
And, you know, whoever does the website does a great job, too.
Yes.
I want to encourage the listener to go to carenetabq.com. You could spend a lot of time reading about different services and actually getting an education on the website. There's a lot of good educational things that I know it's been a while since I really went deep into the site, but I was like, I did not know that.
Paula always encourages people to go to our site and read our blogs.
Yeah.
Our blogs are updated all the time, and there are some interesting, you know, just conversations on those blogs, and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
So every time she's always like telling people to go read our blogs because you can really gain some really great understanding.
Well, now I teased volunteers. Which, by the way, if you go to partner with us on the website and then scroll down, there's volunteer and employment opportunities there. But let's start with volunteers. What kind of things do volunteers do at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque? And for those that are saying, I probably couldn't do much to help, let them know just how much, they probably could.
Yes. So they are such an important part of our organization where they help us come alongside the women and men in our community. And they can be part of a variety of areas, such as being a client advocate where she gets to or he gets to come alongside the client and mentor them, educate them. We have classes that they get to earn, of course, material assistance, but our client advocates get to be part of their journey.
Yeah.
And we also have administrative opportunities where if you like to be organized and help somebody be organized, man, that's the place for you. Mm-hmm. If you like to look at baby clothes all day long and organize that and there's an opportunity for that. There's opportunity for outreaches that if you can't commit to coming once a week, then, you know, Jen's always putting stuff together where they can come and help outreach. And those are very sporadic throughout the year, of course. But we also look for men to mentor other men. And so we look for sidewalk advocates, people that are passionate about reaching her as she's going into the abortion facility and letting her know that there's other options. So there are multiple areas in the ministry, prayer partners. Mm-hmm. Come alongside us and pray for us. Mm-hmm. Church liaison.
I was actually looking at that one online.
Yes.
I'm sure the connection you have with the church here in the Albuquerque area is good.
Sure.
There's a lot of churches here.
Yes, there is.
Many churches.
And I'm thinking, you know, someone who's regularly attending a church and is well involved there, and this is a great opportunity for them to volunteer to make that connection between their church community and CareNet.
Yes.
And grow that relationship.
Absolutely. So I want to just, you know, there's a church out in Corona, New Mexico.
Yeah.
And I mean, you better not close your eyes because you'll pass Corona.
Yeah. Last time I missed it, I sneezed.
There you go.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, there's a church out there that is so involved with CareNet and they have their own Walk for Life each and every year. And they partner with us from afar.
Yeah.
So that in itself is important. So it doesn't have to just be Albuquerque. I mean, we're in the surrounding areas in Los Lunas, Rio Rancho, Edgewood, you know, South in Albuquerque, Valley, of course. So it's these church liaison are so important because, as we see in our churches, 1 in 5 women in the church have had an abortion. So that's important to keep in mind, that we want women to know in the church that there are other choices for her other than the one choice. And so that's why those church liaison are so important.
Yeah. Now, and also, Amy mentioned, help sidewalk advocates.
Absolutely.
I'm going to guess some of that goes along with being on the medical mobile unit.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. So our medical mobile unit, and we've had to kind of step back a little bit due to some volunteers and staffing, but we're gearing back up to get back out there. Sometimes we have to take a step back and then take 2 steps forward. And so we're looking for Sidewalk Advocates for Life to join our medical mobile unit team. And we're also looking for a sonographer.
Okay. A sonographer.
Yes.
Is that someone that
does ultrasounds?
Okay.
They are a licensed ultrasonographer.
Okay, which we talk about most of the time because it's kind of my MVP for CareNet is that ultrasound, where over 80% of the women considering an abortion who get an ultrasound change their mind. That is just so huge.
Yes,
it is.
So if that is something that you can do, if you're licensed to do so, listen, go to the website at CareNetABQ.com and click on the partner with us, and then you'll see the volunteer employment tab and get the information. Or is this the best number to call here, the 880?
Yes.
Okay, you can call 505-880-8373. And get information about volunteering and the positions available. There's another event on the way. A Save the Date is out there. Now, listen, October 18th is just around the corner.
Merry Christmas.
Right?
Yes. I say that every year. They laugh at me. I'm like,
no.
It's almost here. Everything's almost here.
It is. Yeah. We will turn around and it will be. But the Laugh for Life, this laugh has to life. Be one of the favorite events of every year.
It is. It is such a fun event. I love all of our events. I'm biased, right? Because
that's what you do.
That's what I do. But Laugh for Life is really, I think, such a joy to put on because, throughout the year, we're talking to the community, getting prizes for the raffles and, putting prizes together. And that's always so much fun because you're just thinking like, what is everybody going to like this year? What's going to go the fastest, but we have a great comedian this year and he is such, I think how he explains himself is, I will tell you, he's on Sirius XM satellite radio every day. He garners about over 5 million views. And he says that he's an anomaly of a comedian because he brings in musical kind of aspect. He talks about the quirks of the world. But he does a lot of dry bar comedy. So yeah. We're really excited.
Well, and if you want to get a sneak peek at Johnny W, it's mm-hmm. JONNIE. And then W.
Yes.
Just do a search for him on YouTube. There's plenty of things to sample there to get get warmed up for the Laugh for Life Friday, October 18th at Legacy East Campus.
Yes.
That is the Legacy Church that is just north of Montgomery on Wyoming, near the, was a Natural Grocers.
Yeah, the new Natural Grocers. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's going to be at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And if you want more information, is it on the site yet?
It is on the website.
It's on the website. Go to the website at carenetabq.com and find out about the Laugh for Life. Looking forward to that. Hey, I will throw this out there. If whether it's on the phone or we pre-record an interview or something, be happy to have the audience get to know him a little bit. And if not, we'll talk it up.
Okay.
We'll talk it up some more in September for sure.
Yeah.
Folks need to get out for this event and invite someone.
Yes. Invite someone. That's what we always say. Bring somebody new that maybe hasn't heard about CareNet.
Yeah.
This is a great way to introduce them, especially because there's going to be food trucks and, you know, just fellowship. The doors open at 5:30. They get to peruse all the prizes.
Well, you ladies will be there.
Absolutely.
Yes. Right? They can walk up and go, I heard you on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Come.
Yes. We love that. And so, yeah, it's always a great time.
Yeah. Hey, I want to remind you, too. You know, we throw out the website several times every time you're on, carenetabq.com. Listener, if you ever forget, just go to klyt.fm, and you'll find actually a list of a lot of the organizations you hear. But under the community tab, just click on organizations, and it's right there. You can click on it, and there you go. You're on the website at carenetabq.com. Ladies, anything else we need to talk up?
We are just so thankful that you always have us, and we just want to remind even women and men out there that find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy, maybe at this moment where they don't know what to do, please give us a call. Mm-hmm. We would love to be able to come alongside you and to encourage you.
Yeah, you know, those that are familiar with your organization and you, we already know the love that people are going to experience, the lack of judgment they're going to experience. But I want to say that because if someone is listening and they're hurting and they're scared and they're uninformed, that they know that there's a place to go where they can get the information they need, the love that they need.
Yeah.
And not
educate them.
Yeah. And not only if you're experiencing an unplanned pregnancy that you have questions about, if you've been through an abortion.
Yes.
And you want to find people that will love on you and help you heal.
Absolutely.
This is the place.
Yes,
it really is. We encourage post-abortive women have my heart, and I just tell them all the time, if you're listening out there, and it doesn't matter if it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Just call us. We'd be happy to go through this amazing program that we have to help with you, your healing journey. And so,
amen. Well, Paula, Jennifer, thank you. We'll do it again in a month.
Yes.
You got it.
Thank you.
All right.
You
go
so
get
much.
Some coffee and something to eat.
Yes. Thanks.
Okay. You've been working hard today. All right. Hey, stick around. There's more to come after the break on ABQ Connect.